The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and brought to you today in part by Glamourine. Now, the stars of our show speaking for Glamourine.
Well, Pete says, where have you been? I've been waiting here in the coffee shop for you for 10 minutes.
Well, I was talking to the hotel manager.
Well, you always get so chatty with everybody, listening to their problems. What's the matter? Is he having trouble with his mother-in-law or something?
Oh, no, honey. We were talking about spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'd sure hate to spring clean a whole hotel.
Well, it's a lot easier than you think. He told me they do it just the way we do it at home, dear, with Glamourine.
Yeah, Glamourine, huh?
Mm-hmm. With all the people coming and going, their rugs and upholstery get so much more use, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, they need more than just an ordinary cleaner to get all the dirt out, so they use Glamourine.
Yeah, you can tell. You know, this hotel looks as clean as any home.
Oh, I wouldn't say any home, dear. You mean any home that's been cleaned with Glamourine.
Well, nice. Make your home Glamourine bright and clean by getting Glamourine's special combination offer. The giant 98-cent pint is yours free with a giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. You pay less, you get more, and you get the very best with Glamourine. Get your giant quart pint combination today, just $1.89 while the supply lasts.
Yes, well, we've been in Boston for several days now, and although we're enjoying the sights, our main purpose in coming was to get this will thing settled.
Uh-huh. All right, we'll have Mr. Cole leave a message at the hotel here, then.
Yeah, thank you.
Dear Aunt Effie remembered an old school friend, a Mrs. Bernice Thornberry, who lives in Dedham, that's right near here, and she called her, and she said, in fact, she insisted we all drive out there today and visit with her.
Oh, No. What, spend a whole day visiting one of Aunt Effie's old girlhood friends? Oh, honey, you know what that would be like.
Oh, darling,
If Aunt Effie wants to go out her way, she can go out to Dedham on the train or the bus.
Well, Aunt Effie won't go alone. I did sort of suggest it, and she just didn't seem to feel she'd know what to do, you know.
Do about what?
Well, about getting on trains and getting off. And...
you buy a ticket, you get on, and you get off.
Well, she won't go alone. You know how she is.
Look, honey, with all the things to see in Boston, we haven't seen, you know, why should we waste a whole day?
Well,
your dog.
Well, Betsy runs in and out.
He's asking. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what he thought, Aunt Effie.
Oh, I'm so excited. I didn't know whether Bernice even still lived there. And when she said hello, and I said, this is Effie Sorensen, she just cried. And I sort of did, too.
Why?
Well, you'll understand when you grow up, dear. My goodness, I haven't seen Bernice for, we figured it out, 32 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I certainly would give anything to see Bernice again.
All right. We'll drive to Dedham.
Oh, 32 years, dear. Think of that, honey.
Yeah, I am thinking of it. This is going to be some day with two women trying to catch up on 32 years.
Spring clean with Glamourine liquid rug and upholstery cleaner. Remember, while the supply lasts, the giant 98-cent pint is yours free with the giant quart. Both for the price of a quart alone, only $1.89. More than enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean again. More women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. So get your Glamourine in the giant quart pint combination today, both for only $1.89.
Now, Effie, whatever happened to Henrietta Perkins?
Well, now, she married a Kingsley boy. They had four children, and now they're all married, and Henrietta has 9 grandchildren.
Well, I always thought Henrietta would marry John Barlow. Of course, we all wanted to marry him.
Now, what happened to Lydia Williams?
I heard she died.
Yes, Lydia passed away 5 years ago. It was very sudden.
Let's go.
Betsy.
Don't hold her. I bet that she wants some more pink lemonade, which I made especially if I heard a little girl was coming. How about you? A little more lemonade?
Oh, no, thanks. It's very good. Very refreshing, but I've had plenty, thank you.
But I do keep a little elderberry wine in the cupboard, if you'd like a little. I know how men are.
Oh, well, thanks. No, I don't believe so.
Why don't you and Betsy go for another walk in the garden, dear?
Oh?
Such lovely flowers out there. The sundown, Betsy, did you see them?
Yeah. You know, I think we ought to leave you two girls alone to talk over old times. We can go for a little drive around, maybe, and pick you up later, Aunt Effie.
No, I wouldn't think of it. Now, you're all going to stay right here and have lunch. Now, my feelings will be very good.
No, I'll come and help with you. Whatever happened to Casper Brown?
Oh, Cappy Brown. My, the horse and buggy rides I had with Casper. Now, I think he married a girl from Cleveland.
Are we going to be here all day?
That is a very good question.
Hey, you can't say I married a fellow from Preston, and I haven't heard from her for years.
A little more tea?
No, thanks. The strawberry shortcake was wonderful.
No, it wasn't. No? I think I had just a little too much sugar in the biscuits.
Oh, no, they were just perfect.
I like it.
Well, now, what have you seen of Boston?
Oh, my, we've been taking tours. The first day we went to Lexington and Concord.
Oh, didn't you love seeing the Louisa May Alcott house?
Well, we didn't get inside. The bus just drove past.
You didn't go inside?
No, I was kind of unhappy about it because I just loved all their books when I was little, but the tour didn't include stopping there.
Well, now, you are not going home without seeing the Alcott house.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to. You see, actually, we came to Boston, really.
We will go there this afternoon.
Oh.
Now, it's not far from here, maybe 3/4 of an hour. We'll drive over there. I'll take my car. It'll be easier.
Oh, I'd love to see it, and I'd like Betsy to see it, too, because I'm going to start reading her Little Women.
Oh, yes, I certainly would love to see it.
Honey, you certainly want to see the Alcott house.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, didn't you read Little Women?
You didn't read Little Women.
Little Women.
Well, no. Shocking, as it apparently is to all of you, I did not read Little Women.
Did you read Little Man?
No.
Or Under the Lilacs, The Rose in Bloom?
No.
Well, my favorite was Old Fashioned Girl.
Oh, yes.
Oh, lovely.
Well, what did you read when you were little?
Well, I read Jane Fenimore Cooper, Mark Twain, The Rover Boys. When nobody was looking, I read something called Her Secret Passion.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, now, if we're going to get back on time, you better leave. Never mind the dishes,
Daddy, let's take our car.
We will, dear. I've got to have a horn I can honk. What are you doing? We went all through the Alcott house and we came outside to get in the car. I saw it and I turned around and you'd all disappeared again.
Well, I had to take one more look, and you know what? One of the girls was so nice. She unlocked the attic door and let me go up there alone. And there was this little tiny room, and I sat on the very couch where Louisa May Alcott wrote Little Women.
Boy, I haven't seen you so thrilled since you first had a crush on me.
Fighting? You don't know how I loved her books when I was little. And seeing the little pianoforte that Beth played on. And did you see the drawings Amy made on the woodwork that's covered over with glass to keep them?
Yeah, I guess so,
No, Joe, Beth, and Amy. And their real names were, see, Anna, that was Meg, and Louisa was Joe. Beth was Elizabeth. Oh, how I cried when she died in the book. And then Amy was May, I think.
Are you ready to go, dear?
Yes, I guess so, Aunt Effie. Now, where's Betsy? She has paid no attention at all.
Betsy, now stop climbing on the fence and come on, dear.
Oh, well, now, I hope you've enjoyed it. Of course, I've been here so many times.
Oh, yes, I just... Oh!
What is it?
What's the matter, dear?
Well, where's Molly's house? It was right next door. It should be right over... No, how?
Well, everybody does that, dear. They take a look and they say, oh, where is Laurie's house?
Was it torn down?
There wasn't any Laurie.
Oh, the boy next door who was in love with Joe but married Amy.
No, that's the part of the book that was all fiction. Laurie and his uncle never existed. There was no boy next door.
No, Laurie? No, Laurie?
For goodness sake, Bernice, are you sure?
I never knew that.
Well, of course I'm sure. I've lived around here all my life. My grandfather knew the Alcotts.
Well, I could cry. I could just cry.
Well, I extend my deepest sympathy, but if you can pull yourself together, we have got to get back to Boston. I phoned the hotel, and the lawyer has called us, and the message said it was very important. So come on, get in the car.
Just a minute. I want to buy some postcards to the house.
What's the matter, Mommy?
I just lost a very old, very dear friend.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The rough and tumble atmosphere of the frontier and the tense quiet of the hospital operating room are worlds apart. Yet you can bridge both these exciting worlds easily every Saturday here at CBS Radio, where most of these same stations bring you Gunsmoke and City Hospital. On Gunsmoke, United States Marshal Matt Dillon looks trouble square in the eye week after week. It's his job to preserve law and order among the pioneer settlers in Dodge City. Many of his fellow citizens have more respect for a gun than they have for justice. That makes Dillon's job a tough one. It makes it thrilling, too. And it makes for good listening on Gunsmoke. Enjoy a distinct change from your own routine. Follow Marshal Matt Dillon through another daring exploit on Gunsmoke this Saturday. And then just minutes later, go behind the scenes at City Hospital, where Dr. Barton Crane fights for life and human happiness as ardently as Gunsmoke's Marshal Dillon, but in a different way, with scalpel instead of gun.
Yes, well, we're back at the hotel now, and I got the message that Mr. Cole had called. Oh, no, I'll hold on.
Mommy, talk to me.
Yes, dear, Mommy's all right.
Well, you don't act all right, so Pete thinks you're walking around like a zombie. I can't believe it. No, Laura.
Oh, I didn't say it like that. You don't know how I loved the Alcott books. I lived them. For goodness sake, didn't you ever have anything you read or you just lived for when you were little that meant a great deal to you?
Yes, yes, I did. You know, that collection of bottles of water, you know, I still kept them in that box in the attic.
What bottles of water?
Oh, darling, you know, I showed them to you once. I collected water from every place I went and every place my relatives went. They had to bring me back a bottle of water from the lakes and the rivers and the ocean. Yeah, pretty silly, I guess, but... Oh, honey, I spent hours labeling those assorted bottles, Mississippi River, Atlantic Ocean, Lake Michigan.
Oh, no! I threw those out.
You threw them out? You threw them out?
Why, yes, you said throw them out.
I never could have...
Why, you...
What? I had an old corkster bottle filled with... And my prized possession filled with water from Lake Tanganyika in Africa. My uncle brought it back. I was 10 years... You threw them out?
Mother told me about that. You're wrong.
You threw out those bottles.
Your uncle never went to Africa. Dear, he just loved to tell stories. He got that water out of the kitchen faucet.
Oh,
why, you knew that? Well, your mother said she told you when you grew up and you'd all laughed about it. Didn't you know?
No.
Oh, well, honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dear.
Are you sick, Daddy?
No. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Don't lie down on the bed in your good suit. Now you'll get it all wrinkled. Do you like a glass of water?
Please don't mention water to me.
I'm sorry. Oh, dear, you just left the phone dangling. Hello? Hello? Yes, I guess my husband was waiting to talk to Mr. Cole.
Daddy?
Oh, he is. Well, now my husband isn't able to talk. Yes, I see. Well, all right, we'll be at your office early Friday morning. All right, thank you. Goodbye. And I think I'll take some aspirin.
Daddy, talk to me.
Don't bother, Daddy, dear.
I don't get it. What's the matter with everybody around here?
You'll understand, dear, when you grow up.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Kathleen Comages, and Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.